Hi, this is for Nasir Siddiqui, NASIRA SIDIQUI. Date of service is 8/12/2025. Date of birth is 3/28/1958. Date of accident is 2/7/2025. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation today. She has been a victim of an accident with the deers, where 5-6 deers collided while she was at 50-60 miles an hour. I believe the deer collided more from the driver side, but I'm not sure, not she is sure. And there was a total loss to the car, and she was the restrained driver at the time. Nobody else was traveling. The patient reported that she's extremely dizzy, especially going on upstairs. Her memory is very poor, forgetful. She loses balance, and headaches are continuing. She has been using walker and a cane. She's using attendant care to help her in bathing and taking her upstairs and downstairs. And because she's forgetful to manage her medication, her balance is off, and she feels like she's going to fall, although she denies any seizures or a formal loss of consciousness or admission to any hospital. Her pain level varies from 7 to 10. Mostly it is 9 in all the areas as affected by her. Both shoulders, both knees are also at 9, and she has radiation of pain and numbness and tingling in both arms and both legs. She feels quite taken up, in denial, and also depressed. ADLs are affected 9. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the record for ADL for system review. Additional issues. There has not been any hospitalization. Medication is Ortram. Substance abuse and a compliance history. The blood pressure is as follows. Blood pressure is 136/96, and pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 7/11/2025, dictation number 0813-017. The plan is to continue physical therapy at 2 times a week. Patient remains off work, transportation, housework. She has been put off work because she is having dizziness and losing balance. We have provided a neuropsych evaluation as well as functional analysis. Antiviral 25 milligram every 6 hours. 100 of tablets are given. Tramadol 50 milligram twice a day. 30 tablets are provided. Meds are provided. The patient is, other than this, is stable. She reports that tomorrow she is going to go for a IME, which we are going to wait. And after the IME is done, patient will be entertained. Again, she has been advised to consider having a knee surgery with Dr. Robert Cohen or anybody else. Shoulder consultation is also requested. She has also requested a cervical spine consultation for a possible surgery, as she has a multiple severe cervical spine stenosis. I have recommended that I can do her lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 and possibly other related area, but not in the cervical spine, as it looked like a more dangerous to me due to the extreme spinal stenosis. Thank you.